Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. In this episode, we're going to talk to Chris Pendleton. Now, Chris is an expert on...
Virtual Earth.
And you actually did a session about this at MIX.
I did.
Now, Virtual Earth, I mean, there's a bunch of different mapping software out there. You, of course, are going to tell us that Virtual Earth is the best one, right?
Absolutely best.
And what makes it better?
Well, a number of things. So Microsoft Virtual Earth is the next generation mapping platform from Microsoft. What makes it better is, A, well, we're focused on performance. We're trying to gain developers through some very sharp performance improvements that we've made over even in the last month. We have a number of different platforms that you can access. So as a part of the Virtual Earth platform, you get access to an Ajax control, an Ajax map control. You get access to a web service, a SOAP XML web service. We also have a Windows Communication Foundation web service. And as a part of our MIX, session, I launched the Silverlight map control. So that.
Yeah, so how's that different from the Ajax? I mean, I've used the Ajax one a couple of times on some websites I do.
Yeah. It's really developer preference. So the Ajax control is all based on JavaScript. You link to a JavaScript file that we actually host at Microsoft, and you develop your application all in JavaScript using the controls and methods that we provide as a part of it. The Silverlight map control is all based on .NET. So for the C++.NET developers out there, they now have access to a native platform that, in a language that they're familiar with, so they can just start developing and leverage the knowledge they already have, the experience in .NET that they already have, but leverage it in a way that they've never been able to through Ajax. We've actually had kind of a disparity between our developer community and adoption of the Ajax control because we're so .NET strong. That now these .NET developers have access to be able to map out their data, their location-enabled data, onto a map control that is a language that they're already familiar with using XAML and C#.
Mm-hmm. Now, when I'm seeing various map controls from other people like on the web and junk like that, I see an awful lot of times where they're simply referencing the map control as, oh, you can find my business here and junk like that. It sounds like with the Virtual Earth, and specifically the Silverlight control, we're trying to go beyond that and actually turn the map control into an application mm-hmm. on your website rather than just simply a reference to someone else's application.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of times people think that a map is an afterthought. Here's an address, let me see a map. Well, what Virtual Earth has done is changed the game in that the map has become a canvas for your application. So most applications start with a white page and you add data to it and then you link off to different places. Well, the map has become a canvas for information now in the sense that you no longer start with a blank white page when you're loading a Silverlight project, for example. You start with a map background and then load your data on top of that. It's upwards of 90% of all information has a geographic context to it. So a map just becomes a natural background for loading that data and visualizing information. So yeah, we're no longer linking off to map-based information, to see maps, or to get driving directions. We're making it a single experience. So bringing all of that data together, using the map just as a backdrop for that information and to provide users with additional context.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what sort of new sites do you see as being capable, or even new applications, do you think people actually create based upon this sort of control?
A lot of it is going to be business intelligence. Mapping out information has been a challenge in the sense that performance just wasn't there. If you look at something like Ajax and you try to drive polygons and thousands of push pins onto a map, the way that DOMs are architectured and browsers parse through these document objects is very time consuming and heavy on the browser, and it just eats away at memory. Silverlight wipes the slate with that. So we're no longer having to deal with these performance issues that we have in the past. So now all these business intelligence applications, so rendering sales information, demographic information onto a map, no longer takes minutes or even hours in some cases to render that information. We're talking about seconds, milliseconds, to render tens of thousands of points onto a map that in previous years would take upwards of 5-10 minutes to actually render tens of thousands, even millions of points that people tried to do. It just wasn't possible. So now we're getting into an area where performance is key, and Silverlight provides the power, we provide the map annotation, and the two together actually make for great applications for business intelligence.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole mapping thing sounds like a pretty visual concept. And so I think I'd like to actually see a demo. Do you have a demo you maybe show us?
Yeah.
Show us exactly what's going on?
We'd love to, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, so what I'll show you here is our interactive SDK. So the interactive SDK is fun because it allows you to see some working applications with some functionality, and then just be able to switch over and see source code, grab the source code, and go get your application running.
So this is the Silverlight control we're showing here then?
Yes, this is the Microsoft Virtualer Silverlight Map Control.
Gotta love
CTP,
legal term, right?
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, just from this view alone, mm-hmm. what can we see that the Silverlight control is bringing to the table?
Okay, so first of all, higher resolution mapping. Second of all, world wrap, so this infinite scroll that we didn't have in the Ajax control. So this allows you to continue to scroll around the world without hitting an edge. And you'll see here as we zoom in, we're using the multi-image scaling from Silverlight.
Oh, so you're just kind of fading in from one level to the next.
Exactly.
Oh, I love that.
Nice transitions for aesthetics. And we're just using our roadmap style. I'll switch over to aerial here. So now we're loading our aerial or our satellite imagery. And then as we continue to zoom down, you'll see our high-resolution aerial photography. So one of the differences between Microsoft and our competitors is we use a combination of satellite imagery and aerial photos, so photos captured from airplanes at a lower elevation or altitude, which allows our cameras to get closer in and higher resolution photos. So you can actually see as I zoom down in here into Bellevue, you can see just how high our resolution goes and the clarity of our photos as we just continue to zoom in. With the Silverlight control, we actually opened up a couple new zoom levels. So the Ajax control goes to zoom level 19. This one actually goes down to 22. So three additional zoom levels as a part of the Silverlight map control.
It's like turning the volume to 11, right?
Exactly. Love that. And then we still have the concept of the labels overlaying on top of the photos, so you get this hybrid approach so you don't get lost as you're navigating the aerial photos. So we'll turn on the labels. And these are the three map modes that we have today. But to give you an example of some of the things you would want to do, just changing map modes allows you to, through our native navigation bar, you can obviously switch between map modes. But if you wanted to limit that to specific buttons, throw your own control up there, you can do that. So we have source for that, and you can actually switch over to the source here and just take a look and see, how do I actually do this in C#? Well, you just change the map mode. It's one line of code. So things like that make it super simple to actually create your own mapping experience. If you wanted to add push pins, you could see here, now in the Ajax control, for anybody who's familiar with Virtual Earth or even mapping in general, there's always this concept of a pushpin. You got to have a pushpin class. Well, we wipe the slate with that. We don't have a pushpin class for Silverlight.
But I need a pushpin.
Exactly. You need a pushpin? Use the Silverlight drawing tools. All the Silverlight drawing tools provide all the power. We just provide a location annotation for that position. So now you've got all of the vector drawing that you need, plus all the brushes that Silverlight provides. So when you talk about gradients, linear gradients, changing directions on linear gradients, radial gradients, so you can actually do like an epicenter type of drawing. You can load images using the image brush, and even video, which is an exciting transition for us, because now you can create a pushpin that's actually video-based and brush videos on top of specific areas that make it very interesting.
Oh, that does sound interesting.
Yeah, it changes the way that you look at mapping.
Because like in the past, all we had was the stock push pin that you provided, and then the ability to do little polygon things on the map.
Yes.
And so those were basically just those things that Virtual Earth wanted to provide within their control, and they weren't a true drawing surface. But now you've got a true drawing surface with a Silverlight,
exactly.
And so the sky's the limit.
Exactly,
or
right.
Or the Earth's limit, or whatever.
Exactly. So, yeah, just leveraging that Silverlight toolkit for drawing makes Virtual Earth a lot more powerful than it ever has been in the past, and we don't have to reinvent the wheel for creating pushpins and drawing polygons and all this. We're just leveraging tools that already exist.
So what's a good demonstration of taking this on steroids, perhaps? It's pushing the limits a bit.
Sure, let's take a look at that. As a part of my session at MIX, actually, I showed this demonstration. And what this is, it's connecting to a SQL 2008 cloud service. SQL 2008 has spatial indexing, so we can support, we can store geometry and geography types right in SQL Server. So what you're seeing here is a high fidelity rendering of all the country boundaries, and this is actually a carbon footprint that you can see, the high fidelity of the polygons. Now, drawing this in Ajax would take forever, because of the number of vertices of all these polygons. But you saw how fast it loaded in Silverlight. Mm-hmm. Huge difference. We're talking milliseconds to seconds to render high fidelity polygons. And you can see just how high fidelity these are as I navigate in. You can see here on the US, you can see the actual edges of the state boundaries and whatnot. So it makes for huge performance gains to move to Silverlight and start rendering data that you never thought you'd be able to see without clicking, you know, repaint and go get a cup of coffee for a while. So the other thing that's exciting that pushes the limits is this video brush that I talked about. So also as a part of this demonstration, I showed how you can leverage the media aspects of Silverlight. So adding images to your push pins, painting areas with images, but also video. So you can see here, what I'm going to do is hover over the US, and it actually loads a video in the boundaries of the US.
So it's actually clipping.
We begin this year in this administration.
And you can, it's semi-transparent, I can see the landmass behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah. Now this is provided by a partner of our Soul Solutions down in Australia. Great guys, and this video brush really changes the game for how we're looking. Because now you can picture the Premier of Canada doing a presentation, or even getting down to the state level, each governor doing their own weekly address, right in the boundaries of their country. Or in their state, excuse me. So just being able to change the way that we look at mapping in general, you know, change that background from a white background, linking off the video players and whatnot, just changing it to a map makes it pretty simple.
So it was that mix that you released the CTP for this?
Correct.
And so we've had, you know, a month plus since. And has anybody done anything interesting with it yet?
Yeah, we've seen some pretty interesting applications. One fun one that I wanted to point out was actually provided by the folks at Earthware. And it's a Twitter mashup. So what we're doing here is we're loading our Silverlight map control.
It's hard to think of map control without thinking of mashups at the same time. So it's like the common way people use it.
Yeah, maps have just become known, you know, synonymous with mashups. So if it's a mashup, it better have a map. So what we're going to do here is we're going to tie into Twitter. We're going to start pulling in all these tweets and feeds from people around the world. And this is a great example, and it's fun because you watch where people are tweeting from. You know, when you go on Twitter, you follow people, and you just kind of see their funny comments or whatever they're doing. But this actually provides that location context. So moving out of that Twitter framework that is just text-based, moving it to a map, giving it a geographic annotation, and this provides you with you see we've got the satellite photos loading here, so you get kind of a lower zoom level as to where the person are, get a better understanding, and then you see this radius drawing here, the radial painting of a smaller map that gives a higher resolution or a higher zoom level, and it allows you to see
so
where
like right
in the
here
world
on the main map, there's no way I'd know where this was unless I knew this area. But now with up there, I can actually see exactly where we're talking about.
Correct, exactly.
So is that secondary map inset, is that just simply another map control the user or the programmer decided to put on top of the canvas?
Exactly right. They just loaded another instance of the Silverlight map control, a smaller version, using the radial drawing tool from Silverlight.
Wow, that is cool. I can see a lot of capabilities for something like this. Mm-hmm. So if someone actually wanted to use this on their site, how soon is it going to be out of CTP, or is that something you can even talk about yet?
Can't necessarily talk about when it'll be out of CTP, but it will be soon. I know that's all relative, but it is available today for CTP. We're looking for feedback from the community. We'd love to get that back. You can obviously access it through my blog. But it's on Connect today. You download a DLL, you download a local SDK if you want it, and you just import that DLL right into your Visual Studio project, and off you go, using XAML, using C#. Libraries are all there, very well documented. We have a forum online, so if you want to provide feedback there and community interaction, you can do that as well.
Okay, and so what I'll do is in the description for this episode, I'll include a link to your MIX09 session, I'll include a link to how to get the downloads necessary for this, as well as a link to your blog, too, so people can kind of keep track of what's going on.
That'd be great, yeah.
And what do you see then for the future of the Silverlight map control or just Virtual Earth in general?
Yeah, the future is actually pretty interesting. We've got a lot of different ways of viewing the world, and what we have today, you know, we've got our roadmap, so lots of data continuing to grow worldwide right now. There's some limitations on the value of the data that we have and getting from providers and the availability of data, you know, given government privacy regulations and constraints there. So there's things that we're doing to architecture our system to work around all of the government privacy issues. Secondly, we're continuing to grow in breadth. So our aerial imagery, I do monthly aerial imagery updates on my blog, as well as our aerial photography updates, our bird's eye updates. The bird's eye is actually unique to Microsoft, so you're not going to see that with any of our competitors. And then continue to roll out new map styles and new ways of looking at the world. I really believe that Silverlight across Microsoft is a huge investment. That's what we're banking on. And I think we'll continue to grow the Silverlight map control while still continuing to support our other offerings such as the Ajax control and the WCF service, for example.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks a lot, Chris. I enjoyed seeing this, and I can see how I might be using this on some of my sites in the future.
I hope so, Robert.
Okay, thanks.
Great.
So hopefully that gave you some good insights on what Virtual Earth is doing and how this new Silverlight control might assist you in providing your users with a far richer experience in working with the map and localization. Check out Chris's blog. Check out his mix session, as well as maybe download the Silverlight control so you can use it in your applications. Until then, we'll see you next time.